time, baby boy. Talking to the fishies. You and me, son, we're different. We're special. We're connected to the land and the sea. I can't wait to introduce you to all the majestic creatures on our planet and show you how awesome this world can be. Yeah, you and me.
I'm gonna kill Aquaman.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? We are back with another episode of
Words
from
Blurs.
And in this episode, we will be talking about the last. Yes, that. The last. The final. The end of the DCEU universe. DCEU universe. I just said DCEU.
The DC universe.
Yeah, the last one. And they're ending with Aquaman 2. Aquaman the Lost Kingdom.
What a dud.
Sorry,
spoilers for our review, but it was a dud.
You know, it's weird because, like, they announced the movie, right? So Aquaman 1 comes out, and, you know, I enjoy it, surprisingly, you know, to me, because I wasn't really expecting to, but I was like, oh, wow, I actually kind of enjoyed this. And then Aquaman 2, I'm like, oh, cool, Aquaman 2, all right, let's get it. And it's like the more time went on, the less and less enthusiastic I got about it.
They
until
kept pushing,
you know,
it back.
Yeah. They kept pushing it back, and then we find out, oh, by the way, the DCEU is ending, so it's like, well, it doesn't even really matter, this one. And it's like, they kind of try to make it matter at the end of the Flash movie.
By saying, oh, well, certain, and James Gunn himself has said this, that, oh, certain characters who worked in the DCEU might translate over into the new DCU. Which is the new DC cinematic universe.
And the way he said that was very vague. And it's like, and apparently Jason Momoa is going to play, oh my God.
Lobo.
Yes, Lobo.
Well, that's never been confirmed, but it was always just assumed that he would either continue on as Aquaman or Lobo, which is the character he thought he was originally auditioning for when he auditioned for Aquaman.
Yeah, but enough about that. Let's talk about the actual movie.
Let's not.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So that's the end of the episode. You can follow us on Twitter, IG. Yeah. I don't know, man. I was kind of... We saw this together, right?
Did we?
I'm like 80% sure we did.
I think we did.
Yeah,
let's
we did.
Let's just say we did.
Yeah.
We even if we didn't, we both saw the movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And I gotta say, man, it didn't do anything for me. Yeah, it didn't do anything for me either.
Like the action, okay. I think there was maybe one saving grace in this movie that didn't even really save the movie. It was a little Triton battle at the end of the, you know, towards the third act. Mm. That was cool, I guess. Although it was all CG, but it was cool, I guess. That was neat.
Yeah, I mean, the premise of the movie is Arthur, Aquaman, he's now the king of Atlantis, and...
But all kings have to deal with a high council.
Yep.
Who, well, not all kings, but certain kings have to deal with a high council of people who secretly run the show, while the king is more so just a mascot figurehead, so to speak. And in the midst of that... We have Yahya Abdul-Mateen's Black Manta looking to seek revenge on Aquaman for killing his father in the first Aquaman movie.
I mean,
did he kill his father? Yeah, he just didn't save him, which some could say is killing him, is sentencing him to death. But, yeah, and so with that, obviously, Black Manta is searching the globe for possible underwater or hidden secret Atlantean technology because Black Manta's suit was originally comprised of Atlantean technology. So he really just wanted to repair his suit by finding some type of forgotten... Atlantean outpost, he ends up finding the Lost Kingdom, which I guess there are seven kingdoms in the
Seven kingdoms for the seven seas.
Oh, wait, no. There are six kingdoms in this movie, but the seventh kingdom is the Lost Kingdom.
Yeah.
The Lost Kingdom was a part of the seas or Atlan's kingdom before Atlantis fell underwater that was ruled by Atlan's brother, who, wanting similar power to Atlan, decided to concoct a trident of his own with some dark magic, which eventually drove him mad and crazy, and he became this greenish, ghoul-like, demon-looking dude. And so Atlan, with his much more superior regular magic trident, closed off the Lost Kingdom in ice, where it was never seen or walked upon ever again. Until Black Manta discovers it. And the soul? Would you say the soul or the essence of, you know, Atlan's brother, whose name was Kordax, right?
If you say so.
Whose name was Kordax, you know, he basically takes over Black Manta's mind and is basically saying, here, if you, I can help you on your quest to kill Aquaman if you can help me unleash my army and my body and the Lost Kingdom. But you'll need to complete my trident, which will take some Atlantean tech to do. This, as you can tell, neither Adu or I are very enthusiastic.
This movie was ass, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it just was.
It was booty cheese.
I don't know. And it's weird. Like,
it felt like James Wan was on autopilot.
It felt like everyone was on autopilot, bro.
I mean, Jason Momoa did his dude bro Aquaman thing that he basically does with every role, except the Fast and Furious role. That was something totally different.
It was better there, actually.
I just think this year was full of Jason Momoa ass performances.
Did
Fast 10 come out 2023 or 2022?
It came out 2023.
Jesus Christ, Jason.
I thought he did a great job there. I don't know what he's talking about.
You thought, yeah, of course.
This is my favorite part of the movie. What are you talking about?
And I hope he's not in the second one.
He's going to be.
Or part two of 10.
Yeah, 11. I don't know. Yeah, it just didn't do it for me, man. Nothing about it. The effects didn't blow me away. I feel like almost the effects got worse. I don't know if they did, but it just felt like they did.
I think they were a little more noticeable this go round.
Yeah.
I just feel like there was a mandate. James Gunn, when he took over, he said, okay, you got till the end of this year, because 2024 is basically a clean slate apart from the Joker releasing, and that's not even a part of our main cinematic universe. So put this shit out. It looks like, honestly, it was weird because you notice how James Gunn like highly promoted The Flash. He was like, this is the best superhero movie I've ever seen. He never posted about Aquaman. As the head of DC Studios, regardless, he never once said shit about Aquaman up to its release.
I never even realized that until you just said that. That's wild.
And that means he didn't even support this movie, to be honest.
I mean, honestly, I don't blame him. I mean, shit, if it was this movie, then yeah.
Like, yeah, because I think James Wan said he's done with superhero movies after this. And
Again, I don't blame him.
Yeah, I see why. It feels like there was a lot of unsure studio meddling in this movie before Gunn got the reins of the studio. The studio was probably telling Juan he needs to make this funnier. There needs to be kind of more dude bro jokes. And like, we have, obviously, I feel like the same amount of Amber Heard.
Bro, I feel like they cut her out. They cut her out of this movie. She's barely even in it.
I mean, but also she didn't really need to be.
She did, and odds are it's probably because the whole Johnny Depp situation. But like, I mean, dude, she's Aquaman's wife, and the mother of the literal child. How do you not?
But they described it as more of like a brother road trip adventure movie.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't even be necessary, especially if she's...
But she wasn't even at home with the baby.
Yeah.
I feel like that was weird. Why is Aquaman's dad just watching the baby the whole time? Where's the mom at?
Like, do they all just live,
you know,
in that lighthouse?
What about Nicole Kidman? Where's she at?
She was there, but was she there?
She, like, when she wasn't on screen, I'm like, well, where is she? Where else is she gonna be? Why is she ain't living with are her and Aquaman's dad even together?
It was implied that they would be together again in the first movie, but there was hardly any interaction between them,
yeah,
if any, in this movie. So
I don't think
they were
even in the same room until like Act Three.
Yeah. I'm glad. I mean, hey, what only thing I'll say about this franchise is it's got legs for a dead fish. I mean, it's I think near half a billion, which is still some shit.
You should be ashamed of that joke. You should feel bad for that joke. If I had a tomato in here, I'd throw it at you. Go ahead.
This movie is, I think it's closing in on 500 million again, which is much less than half of the $1.1 billion that the first Aquaman made in 2018. But, I mean, if anything, it's showing it's DC's still second most profitable film since the first Aquaman, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because Black Adam did under 400. Shazam.
Black Adam was better than this.
Shazam did under 400. The Flash did under 400. So
all of those were better than this movie, I'll tell you that much. This movie was 1 hour and 55 minutes. I really thought it was 2 hours. So it feels longer than it is. I'm shocked to find out this movie is not like a full 2 hours.
It's not?
Nope.
No, it says 2 hours and 4 minutes.
I got 1 hour 55 over here.
On IMDb, it says 2 hours four.
Well, you know what? I'll just go with IMDb.
But 155 might be like without credits.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Randall Park as Dr. Shin was a little bit of a highlight, I would say.
I feel like he added some levity to the film. But again, there were not many saving graces. Like I said, that one action scene for me was cool, but again, it doesn't save the movie. We have Temuera Morrison as Tom Curry.
Yay, that's Boba great. Fett.
Yeah, no, let's just leave him out of Boba Fett. Let's just call him Stormtrooper 99 or whatever, because Boba Fett out of the window. Patrick Wilson back as Orm. He's in good shape for a man in his 50s, early 50s.
The whole time with Aquaman and Ocean Master. And if you recall, I pointed this out to you in the theater. It just felt like Thor and Loki again. To the point where Aquaman at one point literally called him Loki, like as a joke. Yeah. So it's like,
damn.
I mean, I've seen this movie before. It's literally just the same relationship as Thor and Loki.
There's always going to be a brother that wants your throne.
Yeah.
That's why you kill all your siblings. Von Erichs.
That's not how that movie went. That's the, it's a
wouldn't
totally
it,
different
wouldn't it
what?
Be something if Kevin was actually pulling
Jesus
these strings?
Christ.
If Kevin was actually the one that was committing these murders?
No. No. There was no.
He's like, I want
no,
my daddy's affection.
There was no murders in that movie. That's awful. That's terrible.
That we know of.
Jesus Christ. Back to this movie.
Let's see who guest starred in this movie. Everybody felt like a guest star because nobody had a long amount of time in this movie. Fucking Dolph Lundgren was back as King Nereus. Nereus? Sure. Nereus? Sure. Okay. Dolph Lundgren didn't really do much, but he helped Arthur get some technology, so he was kind of a point of exposition,
I think.
I guess.
Just hit the mic, by the way. just my just I'm just tired of this movie. I'm sorry. It's just, it's so, because, like, this movie, I felt nothing the whole runtime. I was just sitting there, just stoic. I was like, just nothing's moving me. None of the jokes are hitting. None of the action is impressing me. None of the performances are really doing anything for me. I don't care about anything happening in the movie.
I'm going to take a line that you said recently.
Yeah.
Well, paraphrase it. The biggest sin of any movie is making you feel nothing.
Yep.
And I kind of have to agree with you. I felt like I was just sitting in a movie because I knew it was the end of something as opposed to it being its own story. I didn't feel like anything when the spoiler alert, don't give a fuck. Ready? One, two, three.
I mean,
three.
This one came out a while ago.
One, two, three. When the baby was kidnapped, I didn't feel anything when Tom Curry nearly died. I thought it would have been something if he actually died. But even then, if he died, I would have been like, oh, well, you're going to be recast in a couple of years anyway. So, Nicole, they made it seem like Nicole Kidman was going to die. I thought.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised she didn't, actually.
She didn't die. Amber Heard.
Seemed like she might have, too, but she didn't.
Mira didn't die.
The damn dad. They made it seem like he might, too, and then he didn't.
I said that.
Oh, you did?
Tom Curry.
Oh,
Arthur Curry's dad.
I just heard Curry. I thought you were talking about Arthur again.
Good God.
Technically, Dolph Lundgren, too. There was that one scene where...
Yeah, like, where he almost fell.
Yeah, and him and Ocean Master, yeah.
Ocean Master was playing, oh, I'm going to be a dick and make you think I'm not going to pick you up, but then I actually give you a hand anyway. Okay, thanks, I guess. Yeah, this movie just... It didn't have any... Like, it didn't give me any sense. Like, Aquaman... Like, Jason Momoa, he's a pretty big, friendly dude.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, like, feel joy. Like, he typically evokes... like serotonin and they're just positive emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And although he tried his best in this movie, I felt diddly.
You know, when you're in school, right? And it's the end of the year.
I have been in school and it has been the end of the year before.
And you've turned in, you know, most of your assignments. There's...
I don't know this because sometimes I'm late.
And you've got an A, you know, or at least a B. You've got an A in the class.
I've definitely gotten an A.
And basically, no matter what you do, you've got an A. But you've got one more assignment. And you're like, I mean, I guess I'll do it. It doesn't really matter if I do it or not because I'm getting an A regardless. But you just do it anyway and then you turn it in.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this movie felt like.
This movie,
like, just an assignment that you just kind of did just because you kind of had to. But it's like, yeah, whatever.
This movie was Asperger's.
You know.
Okay. ASS and not the disease. Nope.
Yeah, I was about to really. Yeah, nope. I was like, "Do you know what you're saying?" I was gonna let you ride with it. I was like, "I don't know."
You're gonna let me bury myself.
I didn't know where you were going with it. I thought you were gonna catch yourself. I was like, "Do you know what you're saying?" Right now?
I'm just saying this movie was shit.
I'm not getting canceled. Was there anything else that you actually liked, at least, or maybe positively favored?
Because
I feel like we're kind of dumping on this movie a little bit.
I feel like it wasn't easy because there's nothing. There's not much.
It wasn't very good
to stop us.
Yeah. You know what this movie needed?
Jesus.
Yes, but it also needed another Pitbull song covering Toto. That's what it needed. Because the first movie was a success. And it also had Pitbull covering Africa by Toto. I don't think that's a coincidence. If this movie had another Pitbull song, preferably covering another Toto song, probably would have been a hit. Maybe Georgie Porgy or something. I don't know.
Say that again?
A Pitbull covering Georgie Porgy.
That's what I thought you said.
Might have been a hit. I'm just saying, the last one was a hit. And people liked the first one, so. But I'm assuming there's nothing you can think of that was really positive towards. Yeah, well.
No, there's not a single thing that I can think of that, like, even, I'm literally having a brain malfunction. Literally. The ending, trying to be a shout out or whatever to Iron Man with
yeah,
I am Aquaman.
I don't know. Ouch. It's weird. Yeah, was that on purpose? Because if that's the case, it's kind of weird. This movie's making like that's like end. Two Marvel references in this DC movie. It's like weird. It's like, why are y'all doing that? It's kind of odd. Do you think they did it on purpose? Like it was supposed to be like an Iron Man thing?
I know one. It was literally a press conference.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
In the suit. And it was like, okay, the Atlantis is revealing itself to the world. Okay, Tony Stark is revealing himself to the world as Iron Man. It's generally
the
same.
But they already knew he was Aquaman, though, didn't he?
No, nobody knew who Arthur Curry was Aquaman. I mean, they knew Aquaman. He doesn't
wear a mask.
They knew Aquaman existed, but they didn't know, like, Atlantis or anything. They just thought, oh, he's just
a guy. So he just, like, wasn't very public.
Right.
Okay.
Because even in the Snyder movies, he would just go save people and then dip back out into the ocean.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is kind of weird because I feel like a guy like him is very, like, loud and
what do you mean,
a little, he's a bro. You know, he's like, yahoo, you know, all that screeching and stuff. And,
I love when he does that shit. Yeah. It gets my nipples erect. I think it does for women's panties what it does.
Oh my god! Okay, now I'm trying to save you.
But yeah, there was really no saving grace here in this movie. I wish there was.
So not even Yahya Abdul-Mateen's Black Manta did anything for you?
No. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the slightly more comic accurate suit, but
nothing.
Not a god doggone thing, son.
Yeah,
not a damn thing.
Even a movie that like you hate, you can talk about that. You can say all the reasons why you hate it, but this is just kind of nothing, you know. 2 hours of just nothing. Just you know the DCEU going out with a whimper. Started out bad and is ending.
I mean, to be honest, is don't we expect this out of Zack Snyder? Everything Zack Snyder starts.
This wasn't even a Zack Snyder movie, though.
No, I'm saying, but he started everything that led up to this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have great intentions with, I know you hate it, Man of Steel. We have great intentions.
Mm, even hearing the name of that movie, it's like.
Go to hell. Wonder Woman, great intentions. The first Aquaman, great intentions. But then the follow-ups. Ass. The Flash took forever to materialize. Mm-hmm. We never even got a Cyborg movie.
No, we didn't. Well, maybe that was for the best.
I mean, Ray Fisher definitely fucked himself there. I don't know if he'll ever be working with WB again, you know, but again, he experienced racism and he was being vocal about it, so, you know. I tip my hat to anybody who was willing to speak out against shit like that in the industry, despite what it may do to their career, because he still is, you know, getting some roles here and there. He's in Zack Snyder still looked out for him with Rebel Moon.
Was he looking out for him? Is that what the okay? That's what you call it?
I mean, it was a paycheck. Even if it was a shit movie, he got a paycheck. Listen, you put me in a shit movie for $12 million that I'm getting, you can put me in whatever shit movie you want.
Yeah, the way he had him talking like a fucking. What are you doing here?
No, I got to watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. I want to see. You know what? Let me not. We're talking about Aquaman, so I'm trying to stay focused. But you do need to see that movie, though. I want to hear what you think about it. Yeah, so honestly, I'm gonna give my rating now. It's a 1 out of 5 for me, bro.
Oh yeah, same 1 out of 5. Yeah. This fish was dead on arrival, deep fried and flavorless.
Mm. Not even a McDonald's fish fillet.
Not even a fucking fish fillet. I wouldn't eat that Filet-O-Fish.
Mm. This was like them like fish sticks you get from school.
At least
seasoning. Nothing.
At least there was a black woman behind the counter at a cafeteria trying.
Yeah.
At least, but with this film, it just felt like
I don't think she cooks the fish sticks.
We're obligated to just make this. Was it?
She don't like cook the fish sticks.
But any black woman at a cafeteria wants all them babies. Those are her babies. That she wants all them babies to enjoy whatever. I mean, until she gets older.
So, like,
too.
James Wan is the black woman in this analogy?
No. He is the opposite of this black woman. He's just the principal.
So who's the black woman?
The black woman?
WB?
No.
What analogy are you trying to put together? I'm so confused. What the fuck are you talking about? Wait.
I'm saying that because we were talking about fish sticks.
Yeah.
You were saying...
Like you started talking about a black woman. I was like, oh, a black woman was a cinematographer?
I'm saying a black cafeteria worker puts more love into their pre-made food than love was put into this movie.
Did you smoke before you got here?
No. That's a rude assumption. Who the fuck are you? The police?
Yeah, man. That's the end of the show. I don't know where he was going with that, but that's the end of the show. You can follow us everywhere on social media, Twitter, IG, TikTok. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitch, Streams from Blurs. You can listen to this podcast anywhere you can listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc.
And TikTok. Follow us on TikTok. I'm making content.
Yes.
Blurb News.
All that good stuff. And we are out. Peace
in the Middle East.
Tip your cafeteria workers.